今天下午要来简介出生命记。
This afternoon, we're going to give an introduction to Deuteronomy.
好，我们仔细看哈，如果圣经这个目录，我们看一下，生命记是第五卷书。
If you take a look of the contents of the Bible, Deuteronomy is the fifth book in the Old Testament.
第一个创世纪，再来出埃及记、立位记、民数记、生命记。
In sequence, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
那这五卷啊，叫做摩西五经。
So these five volumes are also classified as the the five books of Moses. And these five volumes were written by Moses.
所以生命记是第五卷。
The book of Deuteronomy is the fifth book of Moses.
那生命记再下去就是约书亚记。
And after Deuteronomy is Joshua.
那约书亚记记载什么？
So what does the book of Joshua the record?
简单讲就是跨过迦南，跨过约旦河，承受迦南地。
Going across a river Jordan and to inherit the land of Canaan.
那个迦南地啊，是在创世纪里面第一卷书创世纪里面神应许给亚伯拉罕的。
A land of Canaan is a promised land of God given to Abraham.
那经过几百年以后实现了。
And it was materialized and fulfilled several hundreds later.
就在约书亚记实现了。
And it is in the book of Joshua, during the time of Joshua.
然后生命记的前面有三卷，出埃及记、立位记跟民数记。
There are three other volumes prior to Deuteronomy, which are Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers.
那这个出埃及记、立位记、民数记都是在讲以色列百姓离开埃及以后，在旷野所经历的一些事情。
Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers records the events happened when the Israelites were in the wilderness after departing the land of Egypt.
好，那生命记的目的是什么？
So what is the purpose of Deuteronomy?
生命记就是把出埃及记、立位记、民数记所发生的事情把它综合起来，然后加以属灵的解释。
Deuteronomy contains is actually the summary and the consideration of Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, and providing more spiritual interpretation.
因为出埃及记记载很多历史事件，一件一件一件一件这样。
In the book of Exodus, there are numerous historical records.
但是出埃及记没有解释。
But Exodus has no further explanation or illustration.
民数记里面也很少解释。
Not even in the book of Numbers.
所以有时候我们常常读出埃及记，你会发现说，我不是以色列人啊，我为什么要读以色列人的历史？
So you may have the thought that why Exodus is related to me since I am not since I was not a Jew.
那我们进到生命记，我们就明白了。
However, when we begin to read the book of Deuteronomy.Then we'll have a better understanding.
因为这整个出埃及行旷野的历程是有属灵的教训。
So Exodus, the journey in the wilderness, has spiritual teachings.
主要讲
spiritual significance.
出埃及那个埃及就代表世界。
The Egypt symbolizes the secular world.
那过红海代表洗礼。
Yeah, cross the Red Sea typifies.The water baptism.
那跨过迦南在这个约旦河代表进到神的国。
In the crossing River Jordan typifies entrance to the kingdom of God.
也可以指着天国。
It also refers to the heavenly kingdom.
那是牛奶与蜜的地。
It is the land of milk and honey.
但是这一块牛奶与蜜之地也指着我们还活着的时候我们要体会到神国里面那个丰盛的恩典。
Nevertheless, the land of milk and honey can also refer to us, which we have this opportunity to enjoy the abundance blessing in the kingdom of God.
也就是说，在地如天。
In other words, we live on earth as it is in heaven.
虽然我们活在地上
，although we still live on earth，
但是因为神的国充满在我们内心， 我们可以体会到天国的滋味。
Yet the God, the kingdom of God is in our heart. We can still enjoy the heavenly kingdom.
但是你要跨过约旦河。
Yet you have to go across River Jordan.
那跨过约旦河以后，还要攻占这个，把所有的外族全部都赶出去。
Then you have to cast out all the Gentiles.
所以我们信耶稣以后，不是很自然的，神的国就实现了。
It is not by default, afterWith the baptism, the heavenly kingdom appears in our heart. The heavenly kingdom is materialized.
神应许给我们。
God promised the heavenly kingdom.
神也愿意帮助我们。
And God also is willing to help us.
但是我们需要有信心，靠着神把我们那里面的七情六欲全部都除干净了，神的国实现，天国就在里面。
However, we have to rely on Him and also to remove our.Lustful desire in our heart, then the heavenly kingdom will be fulfilled.
所以生命记就是要预备选民来承受迦南地。
So the book Deuteronomy serves as a preparation for the Israelites to inherit the promised land.
其实，在摩西写生命记的前38年，神就已经要带他们进去了。
38 years prior to the completion of Deuteronomy, God had already planned to bring the Israelites to enter the land of Canaan.
那38年是多走的，不是神原来要他们走的。
And they make additional 38 years of trip, wandering in the wilderness.
那为什么要多走？
Why they have to make another 38 years extra trip?
神已经把他带到迦南地旁边，马上就可以过去了。
They actually came to the gate of land of Canaan. They could almost enter into the land.
但是为什么过不去？
Why they couldn't go across River Jordan?
因为对神没有信心。
They lost faith in God.
哦，那里面人高马大，哦，那里城墙很高大。
In the land of Canaan, there were tall walls and also giants.
所以过不去。
Will not be able to enter and conquer them.
多绕了38年。
And they spent 38 years of they just wander around 38 years in the wilderness.
那没有信心的那一代全部都死了。
And those that had no faith died in the wilderness.
那新的一代有信心。
The new generation is full of faith.
神就带他们进去了。
And God led them into the land of Canaan.
所以这个信仰的历程如果我们没有信心，神就带领我们在旷野里面绕来绕去。
So, in the journey of faith, if a person has no faith in God, and he will keep on guiding them walking through the wilderness.
就是要操练我们信心。
In other words, it's going to try to train and to uplift our faith.
那有一天我们信心成长了。
When our faith has become mature,
我们可以跨过约旦河。
Then we'll be able to go across River Jordan.
天国就在我们里面。
The heavenly kingdom is in our hearts.
你天天活着都很平安，很喜。
And you have a peace and every day and joy.
牛奶与蜜之地就在我们心里面。
The land of honey and milk is actually in our hearts.
信仰就是一种生活，就是一种享受。
Faith is joy.
所以生命记的目的就是要预备以色列百姓来承受应许之地。
Therefore, the book of Deuteronomy serves as preparation for the people of Israel to inherit the land of Canaan.
因为从摩西了解从神看起来最大的困难不在于旷野的困难，也不在于迦南地这个外族的困难。
So the greatest difficulties or the hindrance that the Israelites face is not the land nor facing the Gentiles.
这些在大能的神之下其实都没有困难。
And all this problem actually in the hands of God can be resolved easily.
最大的困难在哪里？
What is the most difficult issue?
在于以色列百姓对神的信靠跟信服。
The submission and the trust of Israelites to God.
所以今天也是一样我不错，生活有很多困难。
Of course, in our modern times, we face a lot of difficulties and problems.
这个困难解决，明天那个困难又跑出来了。
You resolve a problem A, and you're going to have then the problem B will pop up.
所以天天都在解决困难。
And we are trying to resolve problems daily.
但是信仰生活最大的困难不是周围的困难。
So the most difficult things are not the problems we are facing every day.
因为我们所遇到任何一个困难，在全能的神之下都不是困难。
In the mighty hands of God, there should be no problem.
所以最大的困难在信仰生活是什么？
So what is the greatest problem, the greatest issue in our daily life?
是我们对神的信靠以及对神的信服。
And it's our faith and the trust in God.
如果我们对神有完全的信靠、完全的信服，天天都是在牛奶与蜜之地。
If we could completely trust in God, have faith in Him, and every day we enjoy living in the land of milk and honey.
你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, and you will be able to visualize and see the glories of God.
那个信不只是理性上的认同、知识上的知道。
Not only you know in theory and conceptually.
啊，那个信包括在实际生活当中对神的信靠跟信服。
Faith is the faith is actually trusting in God and submitting to Him.
这个叫做活泼的信心。
And this is called the living faith or living hope.
如果我们有活泼的信心
，If we have a living faith, living hope,
我们就必看见神的荣耀。
And we'll be able to see the glory of God.
神的大能就会显现在我们所走过的路上。
And the mighty power of God will manifest in our journey.
神的大能的显现就是我们每一天数不尽、用不完的恩典。
And the mighty power of God to us is considered as countless.
所以以色列百姓行走旷野路最大的困难不在乎外在的困难。
As I just said, the difficult issues of the Israelites were not the external issues.
是内在对神的信靠跟信服。
Is that in their heart, they have no faith in God.
好，那摩西怎么来预备以色列百姓可以得到迦南地？
How did Moses prepare the Israelites to inherit the land of Canaan?
如果我们从第一章一直读到34章，
If we read from Deuteronomy chapter 1 until chapter 34,
我们可以发现摩西有四次对以色列百姓讲话，正道或者正道。
And four times, there were four times we noticed Moses testified to Israelites.
有四次。
There are four times.
从第一章一直讲到三十章。
From chapter 1 until chapter 30.
所以摩西要建设以色列百姓的信仰，就是站在他们的面前代替神来传讲神的话。
In order to reestablish or to revive the faith of Israelites, so Moses spoke on behalf of God in front of Israelites.
用神的话来建立他们的信仰。
He used the words of God to revive and also to strengthen the faith of Israel.
所以今天为什么说我们聚会很重要？
Why attending services is rather essential.
而且读圣经也很重要。
Including Bible reading.
你看我们每一个礼拜有七章的圣经。
We have seven chapters to be read every week.
每一章大概我看不要到15分钟了。十分钟就可以读完。
We could spend approximately about 10 minutes to read a chapter every day.
一天就可以读一章。
You should be able to read a chapter per day.
3年圣经可以读一遍。
And we will be able to complete reading the entire scripture in 3 years' time.
那我们聚会啊，就是在听圣经啊，讲解圣经神的话。
Attending services is to listen to the interpretation and illustration of the words of God.
有时候一次聚会，我们不会发现功效很大。
Sometimes if we just attend one service, we won't be able to see the effects.
但是如果人常常聚会，这样一天、两天、一年、两年、十年、二十年，不一样就会不一样。
If a person frequently attends services, and he will be able to notice the differences.
所以我们常常发现哦，这个在常常聚会的这个环境之下所成长的信徒跟很少聚会的信徒有一个差别。
We should be able to notice the differences between the frequent attendees and infrequent attendees.
表面上看起来都一样，你都是信耶稣。
They all look like the same outwardly. They are all Christians.
但是因为常常聚会，有用神的话来建立我们的信仰，所以这个信仰很扎实。
But the difference is a regular attendee will have the words of God deeply rooted in their hearts.
但是如果没有常常聚会，我们这观念上、我们体验上，我们知道有神。
If we do not attend these services frequently, we only know God conceptually.
但是这个信仰没有神的话的建立，我们常常发现呢， 这个信仰就比较不扎实。
If a faith without the words of God and it is not strong enough，
这个是很容易我们可以感受得到的。
We can sense to this very easily。
所以为什么聚会这么重要
？So that's the reason why attending services are very essential。
只要我们一次聚会，你能够感受一句话，能够记得一句话，大概就好，就够了。
If you can remember just one sentence, during the service.And it will be sufficient.
啊，那你想想看呢、啊？十年、二十年，你能够记得多少话？
So in the 10 years time or in the decades time, you may be able to, you should be able to accumulate a lot of biblical verses in your mind.
所以摩西在建立以色列百姓的信仰，就是通过四次对他们的正道啊来建立的。
And through four important sermons, Moses tried to establish the faith of the Israelites.
那从第二章开始啊，摩西就对历史的事件，把它解释成属灵的意义。
And from chapter two, Moses interpret the historical events in a spiritual sense.
哦，这个是我们今天最需要的。
This is what we need the most.
比方说
，For example,
以色列百姓在旷野受苦很多。
The suffering of Israelites are in the wilderness.
所以那个叫做大而可怕的旷野。
And it's just that the big and the fear of wilderness.
大就是这个旷野很大。
It's so wide.
哦，可怕。
And very frightful.
哦，呀，因为天气很热。
It's so hot.
路很难走。
And the route is so difficult, so awkward.
啊，没有东西吃，也没有水喝。
And without food and no water.
大而可怕的旷野。
So it's such a big, wide, and frightful wilderness.
这只是在描述一个事实。
It describes a fact.
那为什么在旷野要受苦
？Why the Israelites have to suffer in the wilderness？
那现在要加以属灵的解释。
So Moses will give a spiritual interpretation.
哦，所以今天呢、啊，我们信仰生活，你信耶稣以后，你就属主耶稣了。
And after we were baptized, we belong to Jesus.
哦，主耶稣就是你的父啊。
And Jesus is our Father.
主耶稣能不能让我们生活大家都不要受苦？
Could Jesus make us not to suffer?
当然可以，他是。
Of course, he is capable.
他无所不能。
He is almighty.
但是为什么我们信耶稣以后还需要受苦？虽然神很爱我们。
Why as Christians we still suffer even God loves us?
那这需要有属灵的解释。
Then that should be spiritual interpretation.
所以我们在这个信仰的过程当中啊，受苦是可以解释的。
So during our entire process of faith, our suffering and our tribulation can be explained.
那如果受苦可以解释的，受苦就有意义在里面。
So if there are always a rationale for the suffering, then our tribulation or suffering will become meaningful.
如果受苦不能解释，
if any suffering cannot be interpreted,
受苦是一种咒诅，
then it is a curse.
如果受苦不能解释
if the suffering cannot be explained,
受苦就没有盼望
then the suffering brings no hope.
但是受苦如果能够解释
but if any suffering can be interpreted,
受苦是有意义、有价值、有盼望
then it is valuable and meaningful and with hope.
所以为什么摩西要对历史的事实做一个解释
that's the reason why Moses had to make an interpretation to the historical events.
好，那我们现在看为什么人要受苦。
Let's take a close look of why man has to suffer.
好，我们先来看《生命记》的第七章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第二节
Verse 2.
你也要纪念主你的神在旷野引导你这40年是要苦练你试验你要知道你的内心如何肯守他的诫命不肯
Verse 2. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you to know what was in your heart whether you would keep his commandments or not
你知道吗我们有时候我们也不了解自己。
Sometimes we don't even understand ourselves.
你信心到底到哪里
？And what is the level of your faith？
这个没有考试不知道。
Without examination, you will not be able to know the result.
那考试一来，每一个人反应都不一样。
So when you take an examination, and everyone has different result.
所以你看呐、啊，这个受苦一来
，So when the suffering came，
从我们每一个人的反应，我们就知道我们自己的灵性到哪里。
And everyone has different reaction. We will be able to know the level of faith.
我们跟神的关系有多强
？And also our relationship with the Lord.
你看约伯一受苦
，When Job suffered,
他太太马上说：“啊，你拜神拜到这样，你弃掉神死掉算了。
”His wife even asked him to abandon God.
哦、原来约伯的太太想拜神是一种功利的交换，我如果拜你，你就要给我平安，如果你不给我平安，我就把你舍掉。
Because Job's wife always thought about her personal benefit in exchange like a transaction.
但是约伯说，
But Job said,
神的名是应当称颂的。
And God's name has to be praised.
对约伯来说，
To Job,
神本身是值得拜的。
And God is worthy to worship.
所以虽然我受苦，我还是要拜他。
Although I suffer, I still have to worship him.
我拜他不是因为我可以从神得到什么，而是他本身很伟大。
I worship him not because of my own benefit. The reason is God is so great.
因此这里讲受苦要让我们知道我们自己的内心。
Suffering will allow us to understand our mind.
所以为什么说我们在生活中要受苦？
That's the reason why we have to suffer in our daily life.
患难生忍耐。
So the tribulation will result endurance.
忍耐生老练。
And the endurance will make a trained person.
Character.
We will make character.
请看罗马书哈。
Let's refer to Romans.
罗马书第五章
Romans chapter 5
第四节
verse 4
第三节
verse 3
就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜因为患难生忍耐忍耐生老练老练生盼望
Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance and perseverance character and character hope
我们仔细看、哦、患难会生忍耐
Tribulation produces perseverance.
所以你看、哦、年纪大的人、啊、受苦比较不会埋怨。
You may notice an elderly people normally does not complain when they face tribulation.
啊，电视坏了就坏了，你要时间来修理啊，有什么可以 complain？
If a television set is out of order, it takes time to repair. Why he is going to complain?
哦，那冷气坏了，坏了就坏了，电风扇还吹也还不错啊。
With the air conditioner.The breaks down, it takes time to repair, so you can turn on the fan.
那修理一下，需要修理啊。
It takes, you know, it has to be fixed.
所以人经历过人生久了之后，你发现很多事情一定会发生，就你不需要埋怨。
So when you have a lot of personal experiences, it is not necessary to complain.
要忍耐啊。
Therefore, one should have patience and perseverance.
那忍耐生老练。
And perseverance, character.
Character, 啊，英文是 character, 再翻回来就是你的个性。
Which is your personal character.
所以为什么要受苦？
That's the reason why a person has to suffer.
因为受苦要改变我们的个性。
A tribulation will change our character.
要让我们从一个反叛逆性的变成很顺服。
And we then it will change a rebellious character to a submissive character.
所以你看啊，一个个性很顽固、很完整的人，受苦不要几下子啊，一几年以后全部都变了。
We may notice a very stubborn person after going through tribulation, and his characters are all changed.
那个印度啊，他们在山上啊抓那个野的那个大象。
In India, they capture wild elephant from the mountain.
野的大象没有办法用了。
It's very hard to use a wild elephant.
因为很任性，他不会听你话的。
And a wild elephant will not take orders.
那要怎么用它？
Yeah, how are you going to use the wild elephant?
那主人就鼻子钻一个洞，用个绳子把它绑起来。
The master drill a hole through the nose and tie with string.
然后绳子就把它绑在大树下。
And tie the string in onto a tree.
然后就用小狗啦，用猴子去追它，那个大象就生气，就到处乱跑，一跑啊，这个鼻子一拉到，很痛。
And the master or the trainer, send dogs, a monkey to chase the elephant or to try to trouble the elephant. So the elephant got mad and tried to chase back, and yet his nose was pulled by a string.
所以刚刚开始啊，每一分钟都生气。
In the very beginning, that elephant got mad almost every minute.
一把很痛。
But when the string was pulled, his nose was very painful.
十分钟一次。
And later on, it became 10 minutes a time. 10 minutes, per occurrence.
一生气就追那个猴子，哇，绳子一把又很苦。
So once when the elephant got mad, he tried to chase the monkey or the dogs, and his nose was pulled by the string.
那这样经过了差不多半年。
And it went through this process for almost 6 months.
这一条象哦，你怎么踢它，怎么打它，它都不会动了。
And finally, this elephant was tamed.
这就可以用了。
Then it can be used.
小孩子牵它也会听话。
And it will also listen to even a kid.
这个就是受苦的作用。
And this is the effect of tribulation.
所以受苦就是要让我们明白自己一直进步。
So tribulation or suffering will make us to understand ourselves in order to make progress.
我们看第八章，生命记。
Let's back to Deuteronomy chapter 8,
第三节
verse 3.
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你跟列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你们，使你们知道人活着不单靠食物，乃是靠神口里说出来一切话。
第三节，
对对。
And fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, what he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word and proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
第四节
verse 4.
这四年你衣服没有穿破，脚上鞋子也没有穿走。
Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years.
受苦越多，我们越发现我们人活着需要神的恩典。
The more we suffer, the more we realize we need the blessings of God.
所以他们在旷野走四十年，发现衣服没有破，鞋子也没有穿破，这个是没有的，从来没有人。
So all these four decades, the garments did not wear out, nor their feet swell.
所以受苦越多的人，越懂得感恩。
So the more the person suffers, and he will be more.Thankful to the Lord.
你经过一场大病以后，每天早上起来，你觉得自己可以活着，都很感谢神。
For instance, if you went through a very serious disease, and upon recovery, you'll be very, very thankful to the Lord.
但是没有经过这个大患难之前呢、啊，我们人觉得说我年轻啊，所以活了，我早上起来就应该是很好啊。
Without going through suffering or tribulation like that, you don't feel precious of it.
好，我们再看第八章。
Let's read chapter 8.
十六节
，verse 16，
又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你们，是要苦练你们、试验你们，叫你们终究享福。
Who led you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the end.
我们看英文 ，humble you 哈，受苦是要叫人谦卑
，and suffering is to make a person humble.
所以叫你能够终究享福。
To humble you and to do you good in the end.
好，我们看十七节。
Let's read 17.
恐怕你心里说，这财货是我的力量、我能力得来的。
Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth.
所以人受苦多以后，你就发现啊，你在公司的工作、你的健康、你孩子很乖，这个都是神的恩典。
If the more suffering, the more suffering a person encounter, and he will, the more he will realize his job, health, and his children are all the works of God.
但是人没有受苦以前都是因为我能啊，因为我拼啊，所以我今天成功啊。
Without suffering, man always give credit to himself.
受苦以后，人就会开始归荣耀给神。
And after going through suffering, man will give.Glory to God.
所以这个生命记就是对很多历史的事件加以解释，变成属灵的意义。
So the book Deuteronomy, interpret the historical events in spiritual senses.
让我们读了以后，能够从历史的意义里面来造就我们的灵性。
So our spirituality, can be edified by reading all these historical records.
那从第一章开始啊，摩西就在告诉他们有关于律法。
As from chapter one, Moses, told them about Law.
首先摩西提醒他们最重要一件事情，就是 他们跟神是立约的。
Moses tried to remind the Israelites that they had a covenant with God.
啊，他们是神的选民。
And they are the chosen ones.
啊，这个是一个非常重要的一个提醒。
This is a very important reminder.
啊，就是以色列百姓是跟神立约的，是神的选民。
So Israelites are the chosen one, and having covenant with God.
啊，今天我们活在这个地面上。
We are living on this earth.
啊，非常重要，我们要了解。洗礼就是跟神立约。
We should also understand that water baptism is actually making a covenant, making a covenant with God.
我们现在看第五章，《生命记》第五章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 5.
生命记的第五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
第二节。
Verse 2.
主我们的神在何烈山与我们立约，第三节。
Verse 3,
这约不是与我们列祖立的，乃是与我们今日在这里活的人立的约。
The Lord of God make a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord didn't make his covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive.
神怎么跟他们立约？
And how did God make the covenant with them?
神借着十诫啊，摩西颁布十诫，跟以色列百姓立约。
And through the decree of ten commandments, God make a covenant with Israelites.
我要接纳你们做我的儿女。
I will accept you as my children.
但是有一个条件。
Subject to one condition.
你要遵守我的话。
And you have to obey my word.
所以两边都有他的应该做的。
And so each side has His obligation.
那既然神接纳以色列百姓做他的儿女，
since God accept people Israel as His children,
所以神很爱以色列百姓，
so He loves them.
啊，用恩典施恩祝福他们，
and God bless them abundantly.
在神的眼中，他是不列在万民当中的，
and in the eyes of God, they were not listed among the other nations.
申命记里面说，在神眼中，以色列百姓好像眼中的铜人。
And the in the eyes of God, to the Israelites, they are like the pupil of eyes.
非常可贵。
They are very precious.
但是以色列百姓的责任，
but the obligation of the Israelites
就是要遵守神的话。
Is to submit and obey God's commandment.
这是生命记一个很重要，摩西重复不断的吩咐。
This is a very important message that Moses keep on.Repeating to the Israelites,
就是以色列百姓一定要遵守神的话。
The Israelites have to obey the commandments of God.
好，那在生命记里面，遵守神的话最大的挑战是什么？
And what is the biggest challenge of observing God's commandments?
我们先来看几点。
Let's refer to several important points.
第一个挑战。
The first challenge.
是信仰有没有从上一代传给下一代？
Whether the faith is passing from generation to generation.
因为上一代知道啊，那如果没有传给下一代，下一代长大他不知道啊。
If only the older generation knows the faith, yet it's not passed the second generation, then the new generation wouldn't know the faith.
所以他就不知道要遵守这个约蒙福。
And the new generation wouldn't know that obeying the words of God will be blessed.
所以这是第一个挑战。
So this is the first challenge.
你今天看到我们教会这么多小孩子。
We may take a close look in our church. We have so many young children.
也有吃奶的，也有小的会跑的。
We have toddlers. We have infants.
我们三后街很多小孩子。
In San Jose Church, we have a lot of kids.
那将来这一批小孩子会不会敬畏神、谨守神的诫命？
Whether all these young children with fear of God.And obeying his words.
第一个挑战就是父母有没有把这个传给他的下一代。
So this is the first challenge, whether the parent will pass the faith or educate them with the word of God.
所以第六章摩西告诉以色列百姓要怎么把信仰传给下一代。
So in chapter 6, Moses instructs the Israelites how to teach the law.
第四节一直到第九节。
From verse 4 through verse 9.
以色列啊，你要听。耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord of God, the Lord is one.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我今日你吩咐的话记在心上。
And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
第七节。
7.
要殷勤教训你的儿女，如你坐在家里行在路上，谈话起来都要谈论。
And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
第八节。
Verse 8.
要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be frontlets between your eyes.
第九节。
Verse 9.
要写在你的房屋门框上，并你的城门上。
You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
我们看到小孩子很可爱。
The children are very lovely.
哦，这个好像有玩具，又不要充电池。
And they're just like a living toys.
啊，但是啊，四个责任。
But as a parent, we have four duties.
第一个。
Firstly,
把他养的身体很健康。
Of course, we take care of them, or to raise them and take care of their health.
第二个。
Secondly,
让他受好的教育。
To provide them good education.
第三个。
Thirdly,
让他的品德能够很健康。
They have a good characters.
最后一个
，finally，
有很纯正的信仰
，and they will have pure faith。
所以，我们要生一个孩子，责任真的是很重。
Therefore, if we have children, we really have very heavy responsibility.
最重要是建立他的信仰。
The most importantly is to build up the faith.
但这不简单。
It's not easy. It's not easy task.
第四节到第九节告诉我们
，from verse 4 to verse 9，
怎么建立下一代的信仰
，and how to build up the faith of our next generation。
最重要就是在我们的观念里面，什么最重要
？So the most importantly is in our mind, what is the most important thing？
这里说，主我们的神是独一的主
，God is the only one Lord。
人生最重要不是赚大钱
，the most important the most important thing in our life is not making a lot of money.
受教育很重要，但是不是最重要。
And receiving education is important, not the most essential.
健康很重要，不是最重要。
Good keeping good health is important, but not the most essential.
那最重要的是什么
？What is the most essential item?
耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
The Lord of God, the Lord is one.
这是最重要。
This is the most important.
当这个价值观建立起来了
，When you have this true value in your mind,
我会影响我们整个生活的方式。
Then you will be able to, then you will influence your lifestyle.
哦，那第五节是身教。
Verse 5 is teaching your children, teaching your children with your own example.
所以我们教导
serving as a role model.
我们是教导下一代，不只是说你不要抽烟、不要喝酒，让你下一代做坏榜样，这样而已。
We don't just teach our children not to have bad habits.
更积极的生活榜样是什么
？And most positively is serving as a role model.
尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
And love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might.
比方说，今天是安息日。
For example, today is Sabbath day.
安息日是从礼拜五太阳下山到礼拜六太阳下山。
And the Sabbath day is from the sunset of Friday until the sunset of Saturday.
如果你身体真的没有力量，你早上聚完会你就回去休息，主耶稣可以了解的。
Unless you are really physically ill, then you are not be able to attend the whole day service. Then you go home. That is understandable.
但是如果我们没有特别的理由。
If without any other reasons or any other excuse,
我们聚完会就走了
and we only attend the service until noontime.
我们就很难教导我们的下一代要遵守安息日
It's rather difficult to teach our children how to keep Sabbath.
You know, 没有这个榜样，你怎么去教
？They have no model. They have no example to follow.
所以这个我们本身所活出来生活榜样是非常重要的。
Therefore, it's very important that we serve as role models to our children.
教会里面很多圣工。
In the church, there are a lot of sacred works.
我们有没有参与
？Have we participated in all these?
我们有没有尽力
？And have we do it whole heart?
如果有。
If we do,
我们给下一代留下美好的榜样。
Then we set good examples to our new generation. Next generation.
我们要讲教会哪里做的不对，这比较简单。
It's very easy to pinpoint the faults in the church.
但是要让我们真的投进去，你不简单。
It's not easy for us to truly participate in the sacred works.
大家上班都很累，谁愿意投进去
？Everybody works very busily and very, very tired. Who wants to participate in the church work?
那个投入的就是因为他尽心在爱神。
A person participating in the church work because he's loved God with his whole heart.
那我们要叫我们的下一代来爱神就很简单了，因为我们已经做一个榜样。
It's easy for us persuade our children to participate in the church work if we serve as role models.
今天如果我们在家里面，电视就是我的主。
If television is the master of my house,
我倘若在电视面前，必不至于缺乏。
And I have no lackage of anything if I lie in front of television.
因为你的节目都安慰我。
Because the programs entertains me.
那如果是这样的话，我们怎么能够教导下一代？我们就看电视要节制。
By doing so, how can we persuade our children to refrain from watching television?
所以第一个，我们本身要有榜样。
Therefore, we should serve as role models.
第二个
，secondly，
还是言教。
And we teach. We use the words to teach them.
第七节
，as stated in verse 7，
要殷勤教训你的儿子。
We shall teach them diligently.
那要教什么
？And what are we going to teach？
不是教美国文化。
We don't teach them the American culture.
也不是教中国的传统。
We don't just teach them the Chinese tradition.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我今日吩咐你的话，你要记在心里。
And these words which command you today shall be in your heart.
要教神的话。
And we should teach the words of God to our children.
这是第一个要把这个约传下去。第一个挑战就是我们要把信仰传给我们下一代。
In order to pass this covenant to the next generation, and we should firstly teach them the words of God.
第二个。
Secondly.
要很在意我们束缚的生活所带来的危险。
We should beware the impact of a comfort life.
我们看十一节六章十一节。
Let's read chapter 6 verse 11.
有房屋装满各样的美物，非你所装满的；有凿成的水井，非你所凿成；还有葡萄园、橄榄，非你所栽种的。你吃的而且饱足。十二节
Verse 12.
那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及为奴之家领来的神。
Houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you had not planted, when you have eaten and are full. Verse 12. Then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
你知道吗？我们现在年轻的时代为什么什么都不 care， 信仰我也不 care。
Our next generation is very careless, including the faith.
因为生活太舒服了。
Why? Because they live in peace and ease.
你如果活在患难里面，
If you live in tribulation,
你忽然就发现了，你没有抓住神，你没有办法过活。
Then you realize if you do not grasp on God firmly, tightly, you will not be able to survive.
所以我们下一代在很舒服的生活环境下，对信仰是一个极大的考验。
So, to our next generation,Since they live in a comfortable life, it becomes a biggest challenge.
因为他觉得我不需要神的，我也活得很好。
Because they feel that I can live without God.
当你什么都有的时候
，or you have possessed everything,
你就想我跪下来祷告什么
？What am I supposed to pray?
忽然间我发现没有什么可以祷告。
There's nothing for me to pray or to ask.
那我没有办法祷告下去，信仰就停止了。
If I cannot continue to pray, then the progress of my faith.
所以在这么舒服的环境之下，我们要非常的谨慎，信仰是很难传给下一代。
So in such a comfortable life, and we should beware, it will become very difficult to pass our faith to the next generation.
我们所立的约很难传给下一代。
And the covenant made with God becomes so difficult to pass to the next generation.
第七章在提到第三个考验。
And the chapter 7 describes the third challenge.
我们看第七章。
Let's read chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
主你的神将他们交给你们击杀，那时要把他们灭绝净尽，不可与他们立约，也不可临续他们。第三节。
Verse 3.
不可与他们结亲，不可将你的女儿嫁给他们儿子，也不可叫你的儿子娶他们的女儿。
Verse 2. And when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. Nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to the son, nor take the daughters for your son.
对我们下一代考验新娘最大的考验是什么？
So what is the challenge to our next generation?
有一个就是婚姻，
which is the marriage.
如果结婚的对象没有相同的信仰，
If the future spouse didn't have the same faith,
当然有时候本人能够持守得住。
Well, sometimes one may be able to stand first.
但是下一代很难教导。
It is so difficult to teach the next generation.
因为父母信仰不同，下一代很难教导。
Since parents have different faith,it will become very difficult to teach the next generation.
所以圣经里面讲，跟不同信仰的人不能够同父一个最重要的原因是因为信仰的原因。
So that the Bible discouraged people to marry without same faith because they couldn't bear the same yoke, and the main reason is they don't have common faith.
这是第三个挑战。
This is the third challenge.
第四个挑战，
the fourth challenge,
就是第八章改讲的受苦。
Which is recorded in verse 8 about suffering.
如果我们受苦可以解释，
if a suffering can be explained with rationale,
对我们有益处，
then this suffering is beneficiary.
但是当我们受苦你找不到意义的时候，常常会埋怨神，离开神。
But however, if a suffering is without explanation, you will always grumble and complain. You will evenastray from God.
那我们跟神的关系就发生问题了。
Then we have a problem with God's relationship.
所以《生命记》里面摩西最担心的一件事情，
What concerns Moses the most?
不是进到迦南地外族很强盛，
Not facing the strong Gentiles in the land of Canaan.
也不是约旦河的水很高没有办法过去，
Nor the depth of the river Jordan.
他说最关心的就是这个四个条件的挑战之下，以色列百姓没有办法持守信仰。
What worries Moses the most are these four challenges that will end result the Israelites not be able to keep the covenant.
这个就是生命记的主题。
And this is the subject of the book of Deuteronomy.
重复不断的强调要遵守神的诫命。
Moses repeatedly reminded Israelites to obey the commandments of God.
对神要绝对的忠心。
And one must have absolute faith towards God.
不但要信靠，而且要信服。
Not only one should trust in God, I should submit to God.
这是生命记的主题。
And this is the subject of the book of Deuteronomy.
那这个建立的信仰就进到了约书亚记。
And when this faith is established, then it moved to the book of Joshua.
就要承受迦南。
In order to inherit the land of Canaan. Let's sing him.
Please be seated.
We're going to make a final prayer.
求主带领祝福我们教会每一个人信心能够不断的成长。
May the Lord guide and bless each one of us so our faith can we can make progress in our faith.
让每一个人都能够进到那牛奶与蜜之地。
Everyone can enter the land of milk and honey.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all pray together one accord.